Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to the conversation. For some reason, we have a 15-minute program today, but oh well, it's a short one, but it's a good one. Today, we're going to talk about mainly about freedom of speech, and we're also going to get into stuff where I think illegals sometimes have more benefits than we do. It's 15 minutes, but the conversation starts right now. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope for a future. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, because we do have hope, we do have the Lord, and He's going to, we're going to get through all this. What a program we got for you. It's a 15-minute program, it's short. Anywho, University of Oregon, I don't know if you've heard about this. These kids were hanging out of Constitution. They were being told by administration and all these people that they need to go to a free speech zone and like this lounge in this, like in this atrium area by this cafeteria. That's where we have freedom of speech. That's where you can say whatever you want. Because, God forbid, you want to have Aryan Brotherhood come in there and express their opinions, or the KKK. You know, Constitution, that's, oh my gosh. That might offend somebody. Then what are they, why are they living here, folks? Why are they living here? Why are they living here? That's, and they argue and fight. I'd have been like, well, get the police, sir, because, well, I'd have called the police. I'd have been like, okay, I'm feeling threatened. So I've called the police. I'm just letting you know, and I'm putting a restraining order against you. So they're going to ask for your information. This is not right. Why can't people speak their mind? You're the idiot. Oh, there's going to be riots. Okay, where did we get to the point in this country where, oh, we got to fight because these people don't believe what I do? This Black Panther may preach white hate, but he has that right. I may disagree with it. He has no right to keep me from voting, which, like my buddy AR-15 would have been shoved in his face if he lived in Philadelphia, but he can't keep me from voting, but I can't stop him from expressing his opinion. Oh, let's see, there might be riots because someone disagrees. What's wrong with this country? There is no freedom anymore because I am offended by guns, and I have freedom in this country, so you can't have a gun because you're going to offend me, and I have freedom against being offended. I am offended by this. You can't push your religious beliefs on me, and I have freedom, so you need to, yeah. This country was founded on freedom of religion. Christian religion. I harp on this stuff over and over again because it keeps coming up. Actual events. We keep getting all these teachers and stuff that you have to take that U.S. shirt off because you know you're going to offend somebody. But then why are they living in this country? Why do we allow people in this country that support and promote wanting our troops to die and American citizens to die? Oh, but they're going to speak at Yale. They're getting $400 million and they're going to do a speech, and but they want to stay. Why are they even allowed in this country? That's a different situation. We're not talking about handing out the Constitution. The Aryan Brotherhood and the KKK are expressing their opinion. They're not going to go kill people. They're not wanting beheading of Americans. I guess they're kind of like me. I'm fed up with the fact that, okay, I was born in this country, I pay taxes in this country, I want to go to school in this country. In New Jersey, I have to pay out-of-state tuition. I understand. I'm out-of-state student. This illegal Mexican has no papers, has no right to be here. He can be, he pays in-state tuition. He gets way cheaper tuition. There was a thing in Indianapolis where these Mexicans were claiming like 20 and 25 kids on their tax returns. Half of them weren't even theirs. Most of them didn't even live in the U.S. ever, but they're being claimed on their taxes. And they're getting like $20,000, $30,000 tax refunds claiming all these kids. And what happened when they were red flagged by the tax person? Nothing. Maybe now something has done, because they haven't, I haven't heard a follow-up about it, but since they haven't. You know, when did illegals get more rights than Americans in this country? Technically, we're all illegals. We're not, because the only people that are native here are Native Americans, and this is their land. But when we came over here, we did it by the books. You know, when my grandma came here from Poland, you had to learn English. You didn't speak your native tongue outside of, you were shunned if you didn't speak English. Now it's like, okay, ma'am, excuse me, I need someone, ¿se habla español? ¿Se habla español? Yeah, my friend here is all pissed off because no one here speaks Spanish. We're offended. We're going to sue. I tried to buy something at Walmart. I couldn't find English on it. I'm like, I'm trying to find like a little portable space heater. I couldn't find English on it. And I'm in America. I understand if you're at like the Eiffel Tower or something, or you're at like the Sears Tower or a monument anywhere in the world, you're going to have some different languages for people from different countries coming to visit. They're coming here to stay and work. But it's got to be in, everything's got to be in Spanish because they don't know English and they refuse to learn it and all this stuff. Just like this Ebola thing. This and ISIS. We keep getting so much wrong and misleading information. I don't think if there was a pandemic, they would tell us. They don't want to panic us. Tell us the truth. Stanton Friedman is a nuclear physicist, and he said it best about, I'm going to switch topics here because I used to talk about Ben explaining stuff, but about Roswell. Because it's kind of basic when you think about the cover-up of Roswell, New Mexico in 1947, why they called it a weather balloon. First of all, it's right after one of the biggest wars in our nation's history. You weren't thinking in terms of nice guys coming to visit. What could they tell the American public? It'd be totally irresponsible for them to say, hey, we found and recovered a UFO with extraterrestrials. It's not from this earth. We have no idea why they're here. We can't stop them from coming, but we'd just like to let you know that. That'd be totally irresponsible. And actually, if you know anything about that, because I've investigated stuff like that for years, that's one of my extraterrestrial stuff like that, and ghosts and different things. There was panic in the very beginning when it came out as a UFO. That's why they flipped it really quick. And so it's just even though this guy is the best that the military had, and all the training and all the degrees from the government to identify what he identified, and he misidentified it. Well, first of all, we've kept our story that it's a UFO. It's the government that first it was a weather balloon, then it was a mobile balloon, then it was this, then it was that, and it was all these things, and it changed our story, but we haven't. But my point is, I don't think the government would tell us if it was Ebola, if there wasn't a pandemic, if we were all in it, you know, they wouldn't. Because what could they really do if they had no way to cure it? If they had no, if this is the best defense they have, this double-line suit, and you could still, people still got it wearing this suit, and this is the best protection you had, what would they do? What could they do? Nothing. This is the best defense we have, and somehow they're still getting sick. You know, a majority of the people support ground troops to fight ISIS. Obama's never going to go for that unless we force it on them. This is not one man wanting it. This is a nation saying, hey, we need to stop this workplace violence. You know, we need to have these ISIS people going to MSNBC and chopping their heads off and see, then see what they say. Then see what they say. Have someone at MSNBC have his head chopped off by someone doing it in the name of jihad, and then tell me what they would say. Would they still call it workplace violence? I hope not. I hope not, but I think that's where we're at, with this ISIS and this Ebola. If they can't do much, they're not going to do much. What are they going to do? You know, if they can't protect us, they can't do anything to stop it, they're going to try to mask it as long as they can. Excuse me. But isn't it funny how we're nearing the midterm elections and gold and silver precious metal prices are going down and gas is, at least here is down, and so is, stocks are going up too. Just magically how they try to make it look so peachy so that look at how great this country is when you go to elect. So these career politicians can keep their jobs. I love it. I really do. Got about 3 minutes and a half left in this shortened version of the program. I got so much to do today, but it's just one of those things that just drives me to drink. That think about it, between John McCain and Barack Obama and between George Bush and all those elections, guess what happened? The gas price went down like a dollar or something. Trying to make the country look good. Because no American's going to remember the $3 plus a gallon the whole time Bush was in the White House or Barack Obama. Like, we're magically going to think that, hey, look, I want to put like a website up and put like betting on what do you think the gas price will go back up to after the elections. So, that'd be fun. I'll take $3.75. $200. That's about 4-to-1 odds. We'll take that. Okay, 4-to-1 odds. 327, 357, 350, and have people bet on it. I wonder how low it's going to get, though, because my girl said last night they're back to like 329, but down here it's low and stayed low for a while, but. It's just, I don't know. I don't know where this country's going, and I don't think the administration's ever going to give us a straight answer. You know, 57% of the American people, which I think is kind of low, disapproves of the president. That's not Fox News, folks. That's not conservative. That's the nation. That's people that I knew that are liberal. They're like, what is he doing? Well, I don't know. You tell me you voted for him. You wanted this change. You can't back out now. All these people are now turning into, they were like supporting them. They're supporting them. Oh, well, I didn't know Hitler meant this. I didn't know we were going to kill all these Jews. I didn't know we were going to go to war with the world. That's all these liberals are now that don't agree with Obama so much. And all of a sudden, they're stupid. I didn't know all this. What do you think I've been harping on for weeks and weeks? And if you have to go to a free speech zone to hand out a constitution, there's something wrong. Why can't the KKK speak out there? It's the idiot that's going to start rioting with them that is the problem, not the KKK. The Aryan Brotherhood, if the Black Panther starts fighting with someone, then he's the idiot. If he doesn't, then he's just speaking his mind, like we have the right to in the Constitution. Put a gun on the table. It's not going to kill anybody. It's the idiot that picks it up that just is psycho that kills people. That's the problem. You don't want me to talk about this stuff over and over and over again? Then we need to fix the problem, folks. We need to get back to the Constitution, allowing people to express their opinions. Calling a spade a spade. If someone chops your head off in the name of jihad, then call it what it is. Thank you so much for this abbreviated version. God bless you, folks. Have a great week. See you next time. Bye-bye.